Belinda presents this unabridged recording of All Day at the Movies, written by Fiona Kidman and read by Edwina Wren. The day following Jock's visit was a Friday. A bus took the workers to town for shopping, the only night the shop stayed open. Everyone got dressed up. Dixie wore polished cotton dresses with flaring skirts and coiled her hair in rolls over the top of her head. After the shops closed, the workers flocked either to the picture theatre or the dance hall. High Street turned into a tide of people. You could almost pretend you're in the city. An hour or so before the bus was due to leave, Jock appeared, wearing fawn slacks and a woolen pullover with a fresh blue shirt. Dixie was sitting on her step, painting her toenails scarlet. Jessie sat close to her, hoping that Dixie would dab her nails too.
"Well, well, Jock," she said, her face lighting up. "You're never coming to the dance tonight, are you?"
"I was thinking about it."
"Well, how about that? You told us you couldn't dance."
"I'm no good on foxtrots. I've got two left feet. But I can call if you're doing a square dance. Allemande, promenade to your left, all bow," he cried, clapping his hands to demonstrate his talents. "All together now."
"You old dog," Dixie said, shrieking with delight. "Where did you learn those tricks?"
She leaned over and popped a splash of colour on Jessie's fingernails. "Oh, you know, over the coast," he said, assuming a modest pose now that his secret was out. "Anyway, I was wondering if Mrs. Sandal was coming to town tonight." He glanced at Jessie. "You need to put your shoes on, lassie, if you're coming with your mother.